This is Radio Dog Dogs.
Hey everybody, it's Jim Z. Welcome to another episode of Radio Doc Dogs. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to keep this one short and sweet because I am still traveling. I apologize there was no Radio Doc Dogs last week. Just been traveling and pretty busy. So just trying to get out what we can when we can here. But didn't want to let it go too long. This is going to be an extra long episode of Radio Doc Dogs where I got a couple good interviews for you here. First off, I'm going to be talking with Vicky Tai. She is the director of affiliate clubs for Doc Dogs, and joining her is my beautiful wife, Jennifer Z, and we're all talking in a little threesome circle there. We're just talking, okay? And we're talking about the Amelia Island, the 2016 Dog Surfing Championship event, and how we all seem to really like that. We talked about some highlights of that, and also want to remind you about the first 2016 Dueling Dogs event going on, taking place at the Shell Factory over by Vicky's Sanction facility, the Aqua Dogs facility, but instead it's on the other side. It's in the parking lot of the Shell Factory, and it's really cool. Literally footsteps from the bar, the restaurant, the whole Shell Factory, which is dog-friendly. Anyway, there's more in this interview. It's going to cover a lot of that stuff there. It's really cool. If you haven't signed up yet, you definitely want to make sure you check that out. It is the first Dueling Dogs event of the 2016 season, and it is taking place April 15th through the 17th in North Fort Myers, Florida at the Shell Factory. Check it out at duelingdogs.net. You can go on and register right now. Get in there and get your registrations in. That is one of your roads to worlds for Dueling Dogs also. So, good chance that you're going to get an invite if you just go down there and compete. And it's a great location, great time of year to get down there too, especially as cold as it's been in the Northeast lately. Some of you people might be thinking, you know what the heck, let's just do it. So go ahead, more power to you, go do it. You'll have fun, you won't regret it, I guarantee you. Also coming up this weekend is the Winnebae Heritage Festival. That is one of Doc Dog's local clubs, local affiliates. That's Palmetto Doc Dogs putting that on in Georgetown, South Carolina, April 8th through the 10th, and that should be an awesome event as well. In fact, you can head down right now, hit that event, continue on your way, and do Dueling Dogs the following weekend. What do you think about that? Does that sound like a fun doggy trip vacation? Do it. Get it going. That's also available for registration at docdogs.com. All right, we're getting into a couple quick interviews here. Not quick, it's going to run a little bit here. Like I said, I have Vicky Tai and Jennifer Z joining me talking about the Amelia Island event and a little more about Dueling Dogs. And then after that, I have a very special guest for you. It's going to be Kylan Jewell. I had an interview with her, this young handler, not too long ago, and actually long ago than it seems. I apologize, Kylan, for this not coming out as soon as I had hoped, but we really do appreciate you taking time and being on Radio Doc Dogs. So I'm going to run those back to back, and that's going to be your show. Hope you enjoy it.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Hey, everybody. So we have a little sit around here in Fort Myers, Florida, outside on the patio deck of the hotel, and I'm sitting with Vicky Tai and with Jennifer Z and myself. And we just came back last week from the Amelia Island. Fernandina Beach, is that how you say that? I always mess that up.
That's Fernandina.
Fernandina Beach, the Surf Dog 2016 Surf Dog competition that had the Doc Dogs event there as well, which was so cool. Seeing the dogs surf, I just got to brag. I guess the coolest thing I can think of on this trip so far is, let's see, my dog has been swimming a couple times at your pool there, your facility, the Aqua Dogs facility, Vicky. She tried surfing. She did a Doc Dogs competition event. Got to swim in the ocean. There's just so much. It's more of a vacation for the dogs, I think.
Yeah, I think so. It's really been more about the dogs.
But I wanted to talk about that event at Fernandina Beach because it was first time for Doc Dogs there, and it was really cool. It was, you know, the weather could have been a little better, and I know there were some rip tides, rip currents that were coming in and kind of delayed things and pushed some schedules around, but. You know, what did you think, Vicky? Did you have a good time?
Oh, it was amazing. I would go back there in a heartbeat. It was a gorgeous venue.
It was.
You could see the Atlantic from where we were, pretty much, walk down. The weather wasn't, it could have rained more, and we lucked out a couple of times.
And the temperatures were good.
The temperatures were good.
Yeah.
It's a quaint little fun town, lots of restaurants. Everybody hung out a lot, lots of camaraderie. was fun. It was one of the best events I think I've ever been to.
It was cool. I mean, not that I've been to a lot of events so far this year, but it ranks up at the top. It'll be memorable, right? Jen, what did you think?
It was great. It was. It was just the most adorable little town, and beaches are beautiful there. The surfing dogs was really cool. I never saw that in person before. I only saw it on television.
Yeah, and Adam with the surfing dogs, he impressed me because he was good with that. He was, first and foremost, he was very, protective of
safety.
All the dogs, safety first,
safety,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed by that. And I was secondly most impressed about his dedication to trying to get these dogs involved. Even the dogs that didn't really show that much of an interest, like my own, he was still on it and you know, telling us what we needed to do and needed to know to try to make our dogs successful. And we did have a few dock doggers with some successful surfing dogs. It's pretty cool. Maybe people have seen some pictures up on social media from myself and a few other photographers as well that were out there. And the Dock Dogs competition went very smoothly. It was a great layout, nice and spacious.
Lots of room, and truthfully, it was one of the best big air finals I've ever seen.
It was a good finals,
yes.
It
was a great finals. We had Bo set a new Iron Dog record. The elite, super elite big air finals, or I guess pro.
Right.
Pro finals.
Right.
I don't think there was a dog that jumped under 23 and a half.
Yeah, it was very impressive. I was standing there by the pool for both the semi-pro and pro, and it was, those dogs were flying. They were giving it them all. It was a fun competition because you could have thrown a blanket over all those first-round scores and letting the second-round scores. I remember seeing Bo fly by and Donnie fly by, just woo.
Yeah, I think Donnie popped out of 26 something, didn't he? Or
I might have been
like
bigger
that.
Than that. It was big. Yeah, it was a good
Yayo
one.
Yayo countered with a bigger one, but yeah. It was down to the wire. It was very exciting.
Yeah, it was so cool. I really enjoyed it. The days in there was great. It was 2 miles away, which I tell people because it's a strip there and there's just one road up, but. And it's 35 miles an hour, but nobody would do 35 miles an hour. And, I'm anxious to get to the events. I'm excited and ready to go. It's like torture. That 2 miles is like the longest 2 miles I ever drove to an event.
It's a slow ride.
It was a slow ride because everybody was enjoying the scenery.
Well, that's true. It's beautiful. All the beach houses along there and then looking out at the Atlantic and everything. So, yeah, it was very cool. The beach was very nice.
Yes.
Nice sands. Yeah, dog friendly. And no dog park or anything like that. Dogs had to be on a leash unless they were surfing. But for the most part, yeah, I mean, we were out there with, I don't know, we must have had 20 dogs on Sunday when we were doing... That was another nice thing is we did kind of like a rookie or beginners trying it on Thursday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did it again on Sunday for anyone that stuck around. And yeah. That was pretty cool.
Adam was wonderful about coming back. And, even the dogs that didn't catch on to it right away. Adam came around and told these dogs again how good they did, even later. And, he came to see Hallie in the car and wanted to get his picture with Hallie. He was just wonderful.
Yeah. It was talked up to be something big. And when I first got there, I was kind of like, this is not what everybody's talking about. But by the end of the weekend, it was. It was absolutely what I thought it was going to be. So it was really cool. I guess that's my fault for having a preconception of something that it was actually bigger than I thought, actually, when I was all done, and especially with all the surfing stuff we did. It was very cool.
And they had some disc dogs going on,
yeah.
And exhibitions, and it was just a great event. Everybody, Dogtown was great. Everybody was tended up against each other and talking, and
yeah.
It was really nice.
Yeah, it was. It was very nice. Crew did a great job. Staying on top of things, and whether you guys will admit it or not, they bumped some stuff up, and I was not happy about that because I had told some people, some family to come out, and then I had to tell them not to because they would miss it because they were that far away. But in retrospect, and with those full waves, because all the waves were full.
Oh, they're 40 dogs.
Yeah,
right.
40 dog plus.
And the time everything ran, kudos to the crew for making that call. They made the right call. And I honestly didn't think it was the right call in the beginning, but when all was said and done, they made the right call. That just goes to show their experience.
Yeah, and I think they were a little worried about the weather on Sunday afternoon. If we got a little bit ahead, let's get ahead and get finals done and before that weather moved in. But luckily, we didn't get the weather, so that was...
Right, yeah, just a little bit of drizzle the one day for the most part, and but the temps held up good and way better than back in Ohio, huh, Jen?
Oh, yeah, much better than Ohio.
So, yeah, that was in a beautiful area of the country. I didn't know much about that area, and... Yeah, it's gorgeous out there, and lots to see and do, and even from the hotel, you know, shopping, you know, aside from restaurants, we went into downtown there, and that was a great little town, kind of old, and was the oldest bar in Florida.
Yeah,
I think
to the oldest bar in Florida.
Yeah.
And
the Salty Pelican had good food there. We ate there.
They had
there
all kinds of shops. Oh, the train. There's train tracks right next to the restaurant, and the train came through. That was cool.
Yeah, there was all kinds of cool stuff, and I was wondering how many people were actually left back in Ohio, because it seemed like everyone we ran into was from Ohio. And I was like, is there anybody left in the state?
That's true. That's true.
They're all in Florida. So, that was very cool. And then we came down here to the Fort Myers area. Spent some days with some good friends and some good food and everything like that, and we played at the Aqua Dogs facility, Vicky Ty's location down here, which is just always, well, it's our home dock.
It's our dog's playground.
It is our home dock, even though we're Buckeye Dock Dogs. Our home dock is in North Fort Myers, Florida.
Well, it's always great to have y'all down here. So
we enjoy it. It's not just the weather. It's the friends and the camaraderie, and we're not done. We still have some plans for the next couple nights, having some fun and some more playing on the dock, in fact, even. So that's going to be very exciting. I'm looking forward to that. And then in just a few weeks, down at the Shell Factory here in North Fort Myers, is the first Dueling Dogs competition of the year, and I know Vicky's excited about that.
I am. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot going on, actually, along with the Dueling Dogs, which is going to be over by the Swamp, and you're going to get special discounts with your Doc Dogs armband in the store, in the restaurant, in the bar. We've also got Seth Castile.
Right.
The great underwater photographer.
His pictures are amazing.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm anxious to see him back, and I know Reason wants to play a little bit with him. So he's going to be doing pictures out in my pool on Friday, and then actually Adam Pops Steinberg, the surf dog whisperer.
From the surf dog, yeah.
Yeah, he's going to be here Saturday and Sunday doing intros and beginner surfing in my pool.
Yeah, which we learned from the surf dog competition that, you know, we kind of got, thrown into the fire there with our dogs. And he says, look, this is not really how we always train, but this is what we got, so this is how we're going to go, or how we start out. And he said, you know, one of the first things was just balancing, getting your dog used to the balance on a surfboard in a pool or something like that. So you have a facility, and he knows these beginner tricks and all this, so this is going to work out very well.
Yeah, we're going to do, I think he starts them on land, and then he'll put the boards in the pool and get them bouncing on the pool and get them going. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to see some of the dogs.
Yeah, that's going to be cool. So if you think you've got a dog that might like surfing, you're definitely going to want to check that out. And, of course, there's the Dueling Dogs event, and, of course, there's Seth. Now, tell me about Seth when he comes in here. Can anybody get pictures, underwater pictures with him or something?
Anybody
like that
wants to shoot me an email with their email address and then I'll get it to him, we can set up an appointment. He's given a big discount to the Doc Dogs competitors, so
okay, cool.
If you've got your wristband on. He usually takes about a half hour with every dog and mm-hmm. works. He's been to my pool 3 or 4 times already. And Jasmine was not the most cooperative dog, but he still got pictures of her. And even if he doesn't get them underwater, you're going to get some amazing, amazing pictures from him.
Absolutely, yeah. I just love the stuff that he does. And the last book, the puppies book with Reason in it and everything, that was awesome.
Yeah,
those pictures
it was pretty
he got.
Exciting. And then she made the front, or she was the poster child for the 2016 Underwater Puppies calendar, too. So.
That is cool. That is awesome. And then, of course, there's the Dueling Dogs event. Let's back up a little bit. You were talking about the discounts. I want people to know, so if you've been to the the regionals last year here in Florida, you know where Vicky's pool is and everything out on the outside on the parking lot and all that. It was great for the regionals. Lots of space and everything for everybody. But this is going to be up in where the shops are between the buildings, like where the restaurant is, and some of the across the bridge from the pond, the swamp.
Yeah, the swamp.
And the swamp, the Shell Factory has always been dog friendly, so you can go in there with your pups and do some shopping. And there's, you can shop for everything in there: clothes and shells and knickknacks for the house and Christmas stuff and you know, fantastic stuff in there. And then to have a discount, that's awesome. And then there's the restaurant there. What's the restaurant's name? I forget.
Fishbones.
Fishbones, that's right. How can I forget that? You know, good stuff there, and dogs allowed on the outside part there, where they have plenty of room underneath the canopy and everything for dogs, and you can sit down and eat dinner with your dogs there. I took a picture. I'm going to take some more. We'll see if BK can get them posted up just to show you how it's going to kind of lay out and how close, literally footsteps away from the bar.
Yes,
and the restaurant.
And the parking.
And the parking and the shopping.
And from what I understand, I talked with Rick Tupper from the Shell Factory.
He's super excited.
Super excited.
Yeah.
And he's got those awnings out there. He's going to have some other vendors out there. And there's plenty of awnings for tinning area, so you don't even have to bring a tent. And what fills up under there, they have a 30 by 30 foot square tent, big like the one at World's. And he's going to pop that up for the rest of the kindling. So you probably don't even have to bring an easy up unless you need extra space.
Yeah, so that saves you some space in your car. And one more thing you got to haul out. So awesome.
Gas money, too.
And, you know, you're right, because I was fortunate enough to be introduced to Rick by you. And, yeah, first thing he told me is just they are super excited about this, and they're hoping it becomes a yearly regular thing. So it's Dueling Dogs, the first event of the year, which, of course, will also be a qualifier for Worlds. And that, what's the weekend again, Vicki?
April 15, 16, and 17.
Okay, and pre-registration is open online right now at duelingdogs.net. And if you're not familiar with the new system, you know, there's also a point system that we've talked about in the past there, a rewards point system, the VID, very important dueler system that we're doing. And if you did a duel last year, even just one or multiple ones, your information will already be in the system. And if you buy your membership by the deadline, which I believe is going to be that event, your event here at Fort Myers, you will get credit for all those points from last year. And those points can lead to all kinds of fun stuff, from free duels to jackets and free memberships. Check it out at duelingdogs.net. All the information's on there. And but you need to first sign up and you need to buy your membership to get those points retroactive to last year. If you don't do it by the deadline, then that's it. They're not going to be retroactive, and you're going to have to start over new with 0 points for your first event. But if you go ahead and do it by this, I believe it's going to be the 15th, but don't quote me on that. Double-check that at duelingdogs.net, and check that out. Sign up for your membership for Dueling Dogs, and then, of course, register for the Dueling Dogs event in Fort Myers at the Shell Factory. First one of the year, World's qualifier. Should be really exciting.
One other thing, Jim, on the registration, that Dueling Dogs is a little bit different than Doc Dogs, is it's you're registered by handler, and you pay the handler fee, and then you can have multiple dogs. You don't pay for each dog.
Right. You're right. Unlike Doc Dogs, you're not. It's not a team that's registered. It's an individual that's registered with whatever dogs, as many dogs as you want to register with. And, in fact, you can even share a dog with another handler. Let's say, for example, Vicki, you want to run my dog Hallie in Dueling Dogs. I generate a code right there from my profile page on duelingdogs.net, and I send you that code, and you type that in, and it says, hey, you can now register Hallie for an event. And so you can give permissions like that. So it's very cool. It's very different with the very important dueler system, the way registration is set up. You know, it is a different animal. As Dueling Dogs is itself, that high adrenaline, super drive stuff. And if anyone's listening in this area here, you definitely want to just come down and check that out as well. Maybe you have a dog that'll do it. Even if not, it's exciting. It's, you know, it's drag racing for dogs, literally.
That's for sure. It's the fastest thing in the water.
I like that. All right, well, thank you very much. Jen, I didn't let you talk much, but
that's all right. You had a lot of information to get there.
But I think we all agree the Amelia Island Dog Surfing 2016 Dog Surfing Championship was a success, a huge success. Very cool.
Yes, thank you to those people inviting us out for that. That was really great.
Absolutely, yeah, and thanks to all our friends and comrades in Doc Dogs for all of that, because that's what makes it fun, is the more the merrier to me. So we got to see people from all over the country. Someone came down from, was it Montana?
There was Montana, Texas, Massachusetts.
Right, Ohio here. And
Ohio, well, Georgia.
Yeah, so that
the Carolinas, Tennessee. They were from everywhere,
right,
pretty much.
Hopefully they'll all come down for Dueling Dogs as well.
I hope so.
So it should be great. All right, well, thank you very much.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
We love the sound of play. That's why when it fades due to joint discomfort, we feel our dog's pain. But for our pups, motion is a must. That's why there's GlycoFlex. Patented, clinically researched ingredients put the power of play back into their lives. GlycoFlex provides the right joint support and a delicious chew for your healthy, happy pup. Good boy.
Dogs delight in being active, and it's your job to provide them with the nutritious energy sources to fuel that passion. That's why Zoox offers natural treats chock full of wholesome ingredients and antioxidant power. Made right here in the USA, no ordinary dog treats. You can count on Zoox to keep your dog happy, active, and loving life. Zoox Dog Treats. Fuel the love.
Mind if we pay your vet bills?
Embrace Pet Insurance will be there for you when unexpected veterinary bills threaten to get between you and the best care for your pet. Embrace's comprehensive accident and illness policy covers everything from broken bones to allergies and cancer treatment. Don't wait. Get your free Embrace quote and 10% off when you purchase your policy today at embracepetinsurance.com/docdogs. Best friends deserve the best care. Protect them with Embrace Pet Insurance.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
I am speaking with Kylan Jewell. She is one of Doc Dogs' youth handlers, and she is part of the Wisconsin Doc Dogs Club, 10 years old. And she is a Doc Dogs junkie. Is that right, Kylan?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's fantastic. You were telling me some great stuff about your team and everything like that. So tell me about your dog and what kind of dog it is and your jumps and everything like that.
Okay. So I jump eBay. She is a 1.5-year-old female border collie. Her biggest jump is 22 feet, 6 inches, and we made that at Worlds this year.
Cool. And you finished pretty good at Worlds.
In third place.
Yeah, third place at Worlds. That is awesome. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Was it fun being there at Worlds with the crowds and everything like that and all the different kind of dogs? Did you like that kind of stuff, or do you like it a little more quiet?
I love being around all the people I know from Doc Dogs and the dogs. I just really like it a lot. It's fun.
That's good. And we were talking, you've made some friends in Doc Dogs as well that you like to compete with and just hang out with at the events, I'm sure. Any of them you think might be listening? Who do you think might be listening?
Well, maybe Jessica or Jaden or, I don't know, any of them, I guess.
Okay. Well, that's great. And then your mom does speed retrieve with eBay, you were telling me. So that's great.
Uh-huh.
And that's fun. That I'm sure she's having a good time with that when she's not taking when she's not taking pictures, right?
My mom does take pictures, but I take pictures of her doing speed retrieve.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's a good swap then for between the two of you. Excellent. And let's see. You've been at this. You started when you were 7 then, huh? Right
uh-huh.
when you Excellent, right when you could get started into it. So that's mm-hmm. fun. You've done some extra stuff, too, you were telling me about. Tell me about something. You had done some stuff for the Bark Foundation. That's cool. Tell us about that.
So me and the girls and Jaden, we all brought the nail polish that we could, and we painted people's nails. It was $5 for both hands, and $5 for the feet. So if you wanted the whole thing, it was $10. So We eventually made quite a lot of money. And we also actually did dog's nails, too, which was more common.
I was going to ask you that. Yeah, painting the dog's nails. Which do you like to which is easier to paint?
I'd have to say the dogs.
You, really? Because I would think that the at least the people could are supposed to stay still a little longer.
Well, the dogs were actually really obedient.
Oh, that's good. That's great. Then they were behaving for you. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
How much money did you raise for the Bark Foundation?
I believe we raised about $200.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Great job. Good job on that. Fantastic. So how about this coming season? Are you planning any Doc Dogs events to go to or looking forward to anything specific?
We're planning soon to go to Osage Beach in Wisconsin.
Excellent.
For regionals.
Yep.
That's what I know of so far. And we're hoping to maybe do good there.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, you're going to have a nice regionals up there in August. That should be a great time. And Osage Beach is also a very good time. And, you know, all of that is just going to be, should be a good Doc Dog season for you. How many events would you like to go to? If you could go to as many as you could, what would you try to do them all? Or how many?
I try to do them all because I love doing Doc Dogs.
That's great. How far away? What's the farthest you've traveled for Doc Dogs?
I think the farthest we've traveled is about 12 hours to go to Texas.
Oh, okay. And was that your first time to Texas?
Yeah.
Cool. How did you like it?
It was really fun. There were some mishaps there, but yeah.
Well, mishaps are going to happen, of course, during your travels and at the events, but that's great. A lot of good people down there. A lot of fun Doc Dogs people in Texas. That's for sure. Can't go wrong there. You can't go wrong anywhere. I'm sure you know that already. Just being in it already 3 years. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans to try to get eBay to jump a little further for you? And if so, how do you think you're gonna get that done?
Well, I think we're just gonna keep doing what we're doing and try your best and. Maybe get bigger and bigger as we go.
Well, good. Good luck with that. How old is eBay?
eBay is 1.5.
Oh, just a puppy still. So that's good. Mm-hmm. Did you get eBay as a puppy?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And did you help raise the puppy, and how did that go? Did you have fun with that?
Yeah, I raised her some of the time with my mom. And we did some. We started out with obedience with her to get her knowing some of the like good things, like sit, stay, down, come, basic commands and stuff.
Yeah. Do you do any other type of dog activities like fly ball or anything like that?
Well, she likes to do frisbee, and like I said, she does a obedience and a little bit of agility.
Oh.
And I think she actually does fly ball, too.
Wow. Well, you're keeping busy then. Do you do all that, or does mom do a lot of that, or share that?
Actually, my mom does stuff with eBay. I just do the Doc Dogs, which is fun.
Okay. Well, that is a lot of fun. I envy you because at your age, I wish I would have had a dog to jump off a dock. That would have been so fun. I don't... Yeah, I'm an old guy now, so I don't even think that existed when I was your age. But it sounds like it's a lot of fun. It'd be a great thing for... You'd think that'd be a great thing for a lot of kids your age to get into if they don't know about it yet?
Yeah.
What do
you mean? There are other kids there. It's fun. And you get shiny medals.
Yeah, well, you obviously get to make friends. And you get to play with your dog, and your dog gets exercise. You get to learn about your dog and dogs and all kinds of different breeds. Have you seen any other dogs and Doc Dogs that are just so cute or something that you think you would like to have someday?
Yeah.
Any particular breeds, or do you like what you have?
I'm seeing thinking maybe to get a Rottweiler someday, because I've jumped a Rottweiler before, and I think they're cute.
Yeah, they are cute. Who Rottweiler did you jump?
I jumped Danielle's Rottweiler Diva.
Okay, Danielle Hansen. Okay, excellent.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's.
We had a little team. Our team name was Team Tutu Cute because we jumped in our tutus.
I think I remember seeing that somewhere. I don't remember if I was there or if I saw the pictures or something, but I remember seeing that going, that's very original, and it was very cute, so that's excellent. Yeah, the Rottweilers, well, they're big dogs, and you don't get to see a lot of them jumping dock dogs, so that's great that you actually got to jump one. I love seeing them in the air. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about trying speed retrieve like your mom does, or are you just kind of not into that?
She's asked, but I don't want to ruin me and Eva's talent. Like, with big air, with, like, having her confuse me with speed retrieve.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes it can get a little confusing. It depends on the dog and the trainer, but it sounds like you have a pretty good idea and control what's going on there, so I don't think you'd have much of a problem. Well, Kaylin, I really appreciate you taking some time to speak with me. It's been a lot of fun, and this was great. We love having a little perspective from youth handlers. If there's anything that Dock Dogs could do for youth handlers in the future, do you have any suggestions or recommendations how they can help, you know, you guys get more involved and succeed further in the sport?
Well, I think it's fine how it is. Like, it's fun, it's active, and it's just...
Well, that's good. That's great. You're answering as if you've been coached, but I guarantee the people out there, you have not been coached, not by me, right?
No.
No, I love your attitude, and I really do appreciate you talking with me. Thank you very much.
No problem whatsoever.
This is Radio Doc Dogs.
Well, that's it. I really appreciate all my guests, Vicky, Jennifer, and Kylan, being here on Radio Doc Dogs this week. I hope you enjoyed the show. Don't forget about the Georgetown event coming up this weekend. Palmetto Doc Dogs putting that on. And then continue on your way down to North Fort Myers, Florida for the Shell Factory event, which is going to be Dueling Dogs, the first one of the season. And that is a world qualifier for the Dueling Dogs Championships that will be taking place this fall in Dubuque, Iowa. That's it for me. I'm Jim Z. Whatever you're doing, I hope you are doing it with your dog this weekend. Just having a great time traveling and having fun. Of course, be safe, jump big, and I will see you on the dock.
Radio Doc Dogs is produced by Precise Video Productions. Copyright 2016.
Radio Doc Dogs.